Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Heart Guardian Podcast for Healthy Heart. I'm your host Dr. Aman Kapoor and I welcome you back to this episode of the Heart Guardian Podcast that has been powered by Maharashtra Institute of Health Sciences and Madhubag Institute of Preventive Cardiology. Well, in today's episode, we are going to cover a topic that has been a subject of a lot of memes, jokes and funny videos on one side and on the other side extreme. Cause for marital discord and family breakdowns. Well, that topic is snoring. Well, snoring, while on one side can be just a rumbling and a little bit of sounds coming in when somebody is asleep, ranging from a young child to an elderly, to a loud, thunderous noise that is created when somebody is sleeping, so much so that the others get disturbed. Well, snoring is not just making sound. Let us try to understand in today's episode when snoring needs to be really taken care of and looked into, because it could be a sign of an underlying problem. Well, to guide us on this topic, we have with us eminent cardiologist Dr. Jagdish Hiremath sir, whose experience spans decades, and he is the chairperson of preventive cardiology at the Maharashtra Institute of Health Sciences. Hiremath sir, welcome back to this episode. Well, snoring is a topic which is quite complex, and there is a lot of underlying thought process and hidden disease or diagnosis that could be behind snoring. So please guide us and give us more detailed information about snoring, its underlying problems and what can be done about it. Over to you, sir.
Snoring in sleep is so commonly observed or heard. There would be hardly anyone who has not indulged in snoring sometime or the other, especially in deep sleep, an exhausted or a drunken slumber. One cannot make it out oneself because snoring and awareness cannot exist together. Snoring is always brought to notice or a complaint by the bedroom partner, family members, hostelite friends. Invariably, it's brushed off as a laughing matter. At worst, it's playfully ridiculed. Some laughter gets created and both parties go back to the ritual of snoring and suffering or living with it. Snoring is a wide range from a light rumble to unbearable cacophony of mixed sounds. At times, such a pitch of rhythm is established that the accompanying person cannot help but remain awake listening to this not so pleasant sound. Awakening the snoring pal, pinching nose, turning the snorer to one side, these are all resorted to. But when it's a relentless odyssey of every day, sleeping away is the only choice. There are instances world over where snoring is the root cause of marital discord, leading to legal separations. Snoring is a very natural reflection of a deep sleep, or else it could represent snoring as an illness leading to organ malfunction. Air gushing in and out of nose, mouth and the pharynx, that is the throat, to the windpipe and the lungs finally vibrates to make this fluttering noise. In deep sleep, the walls and the muscles of this passage become lax, fall in and the gushing air makes the flutter. Being overweight, being under influence of sedatives and alcohol, all these make it worse. There would be a natural tendency towards snoring, which is made worse and loud by the additional factors. On one side of the snoring spectrum, we have a child, a pet, lightly snoring very naturally. On the other side is an obese individual with vociferous variety. One is natural, physiological, and other could be a disease, pathological. All of us have experienced a pathological snorer at some point of time. These are individuals who have obstructive sleep apnea, the OSA. Typically an obese individual falling to sleep quickly in minutes. The depth of snoring and noise levels get worse and worse. At the peak, the breathing stops. That is called apnea. There is silence. The accompanying person starts getting worried, the bleeding would never start again. Anxious anticipation follows, and the snorer restarts the cycle to go silent again. Sometimes it's so long an apneic spell that one is compelled to wake up the sleeping person. OSA is a worldwide phenomenon, getting recognized more and more as an entity which can lead to lung and heart malfunction. The awareness is increasing, leading to medical research, and now there are steps to overcome or prevent the organ damage caused by snoring. If a person is found to have OSA, the obstructive sleep apnea, some medical tests can be performed. Sleep test is an important step. It recognizes the pattern of sleep, depth of sleep, oxygen levels, fluctuations of blood pressure. A comprehensive report can lead to tests like the lung function test and echocardiography. The OSA person delves so deep in sleep that for some hours at night, he or she is deprived of adequate oxygen. Long-term lack of oxygen like this can lead to heart and lung complications. Just like blood pressure is measured by a BP cuff on the arm, the blood pressure in the arteries of the lungs is diagnosed by echocardiography. Pulmonary, that is related to lungs, high blood pressure is known as pulmonary hypertension or the PH. This results due to long-term OSA. This in turn leads to strain on the right side of the heart. When the right ventricle gets tired, it results in swelling on the face and the feet. OSA victim can also suffer from a lack of sleep, awakening by a startle at night, dry mouth, headache, mood swings, high uncontrolled blood pressure. All these constellation of symptoms, signs and investigation ascertain the spectrum of a fairly common yet unattended disease, the obstructive sleep apnea, OSA. Once OSA is diagnosed and its extent is determined, treatment starts. Putting a nose clip could be just a start, but using a CPAP machine for sleep can be of great use. Losing weight to at least 10 to 15% of the original levels significantly improves the medical benefits. It also leads to significant relief of symptoms. How to lose weight and whether weight-reducing surgery like the bariatric surgery should be undertaken or not is left to the specialized people. Before OSA assumes a worrying proportion, that snoring is not just a brush over needs to be understood. Without demeaning or belittling, snoring should be addressed by at least one visit to an ENT specialist or a lung specialist, the pulmonologist. Just as a cough can be simple irritation of the throat or could be lung cancer, snoring can be a mere mild physiological variation or a serious pathology. It can be a sweet dream's pleasant deep sleep or an apneic spell causing lack of oxygen leading to lung and heart complications. Awareness in objectively addressing the issue can lead to prevention and effective treatment of a disease which is apparently commonplace but can be catastrophic.
Wow, that is a phenomenally deep and important information, sir. My dear friends, remember these words. Get your snoring checked. It could be just a simple situation or it could be an underlying problem signal. It's better to get yourself checked out and handled properly. Snoring, yes, is a part of memes and jokes, but it is great that if we take this a little bit more seriously and take care of ourselves and prevent ourselves from any untoward incidences and any underlying problems. My dear friends, this is your host Dr. Aman Kapoor requesting you to take care of your health. Share this knowledge with everyone that you know, that you love, that you care. Put it on the social media and spread the knowledge everywhere. And as always, if you're not yet following this podcast series, then click follow on whichever podcast platform you are listening to on. We are available on all the major platforms across the globe. And remember to drop in a comment, like, and till the next time, as always, stay healthy, stay fit and fine, and be happy. This is your host, Dr. Aman Kapoor, signing over and out. Bye-bye.